Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. July 28, 2020. New Life 1254. The Evolution of Employment, Part 1.
שלום לכם, תודה שאתם מצטרפים אלינו, אנחנו כאן עם חיים חדשים.
Hello to everyone, thank you for joining us in our New Life series of talks with Dr. Michael Leitman. Hello everyone. Hello Nitza Mazoz. So this is show number 1254 and our topic today is guiding principles for businesses. From now on, we see the world changing, so in terms of business, let's see what are the new principles for success and what we're expecting. So, Nitza, please. It's this time of the coronavirus. Well, it's a very special time. It really caught businesses, business people, companies and organizations completely unprepared for this process. It all happens suddenly. Over a single day, it's like someone just pulled the switch and all the principles have to change. We had certain business models, certain practices that just worked, and suddenly everything stops, everything doesn't work anymore. We go into a new period, new era that leaves business people with big question marks there because they don't know what is going to happen next. You know, business people always look for new business opportunities, how to fulfill new needs, how to meet new demands. So it's a question. So let's talk about the short term and later the long term. So short term, we're still in the time of the coronavirus, still under lockdowns, etc., and we don't know how much longer this will last. So first of all, how do you see the dramatic change occurring today in the business world, right here and now? I'm very happy that the principles of the new world, which the wisdom of Kabbalah teaches us about, it's a new world that has to come and replace the old world where we still are, which we still inhabit with our psychology, etc. But the principles of this new world are beginning to become more clear every day. And it's clear to us also that there's something completely new here, that we will need to change our attitude to life, the way we relate to business, to family, to ourselves, to the world, to everything. And it all depends on how we manage not to be stubborn like children who keep insisting and arguing and so having to learn things by getting punishments from the adults, because otherwise it's impossible to listen to for them to listen to absorb new conditions, new limitations. And I hope we will be able to understand, but also to explain and help explain to the wide public and help them, the whole of humanity, to explain to them that there is new information here, new formation rather. It's a new formation for humanity. We had all sorts of formations, the social structures. We had slavery, we had capitalism, we had many such, you know, in the ancient times, also very different. But now we're entering a new formation which is very different than all the previous ones, because it has to be built on the foundations of new relationships between people, where everyone needs to become closer together, to understand that we live in an integral world and that we need to adapt ourselves and human society as a whole to this integral world, meaning to build the integral human society in which way we will be able to survive and continue on to a new stage in a fast, easy manner, consciously with awareness and not by receiving blows and punishments. So to the point where, as the Kabbalists say, we may have a third and fourth world war, such great troubles, and where we will survive barely in such a way where, as it is written, that merciful women cook and eat their children, meaning where a person completely loses his humanity as he passes from one formation to the next. Nita. Okay, so this is a transitionary period, as you define it, transitioning from certain principles which guided us over years and generations to completely new principles that we will have to somehow adjust to, right? Businesses will have to adjust to these new principles to continue to the new world. Dr. Lightman. Yes and no, because what you said is correct, but it's completely insufficient because we will have to change people, the person, not the businesses, not just the managers of the businesses, but everyone, human nature. Nita. Okay, so when we talk about the business world, organizations, systems in the organization, it's as if we're reformatting everything. The people, especially people who are adults more, they're going through upheavals in terms of their workplace and so on. Dr. Lightman, yes, compared to what was before. Nita, yes, so these business people have to now establish a new business environment, completely new principles, Dr. Lightman, for which they themselves need to change. Nita, yes, so it's not surprising that business people have this lack of clarity with respect to how to reestablish, how to reorganize the organization. Dr. Edman, meaning that they have to change themselves to know how to do this. Nita, so what has to change in a business person, a CEO, an owner of a business? What does he have to go through in order to think different? Dr. Edman, they have to be ready to wear a new dress. Nita, what does that mean? Dr. Lightman, it means that a person, first of all, has to agree to change. He lives in a new era that requires profound change from him. What kind of change? Doesn't matter. I know one thing. I must accept this, whatever the case may be. Because otherwise there won't be any life for me, for my family, for the world. And perhaps I don't agree with it, I want what we had before, but I know that this is the call of the time. Okay, so before you understand what you're going to change and what kind of change happens, is going to happen, you have to agree to change. Dr. Lightman, yes, without that, that's what you start from. It's called the point of the recognition of evil, where what happened before is no longer good, no longer compatible, right? Perhaps it was very good before, but it's not compatible with the new principles that are being set. So it's called the recognition of evil, and so whether I want to or not, with happiness or with sadness, I have to detach from that and enter a new life, a new format. Nita, it seems to me, at least judging by the people I know, I live in a business environment. I know many people who are business people, and it seems that this process that we're all going through in the age of the coronavirus, it's clear that something has to change. This point is becoming more and more clear. So the first principle to agree to change, because what happened before can no longer work, that's pretty clear. But what's the next step? Dr. Lightman, they have to agree that these things come from nature itself. It's not that someone is playing around with us, banks, moneyed interests, or biologists or scientists of all sorts, but rather we have to accept these things as coming directly from nature. Why? Why is it important? Because then we only have to lower our heads and to accept these things as coming from above. Nature is above us. So we have no choice but to learn these things, to agree with them, to affiliate with these changes in a way, and to accept them. And then to see where nature is leading us in our development. And then in the wisdom of Kabbalah, from the wisdom of Kabbalah, we learn that nature is bringing us to integration, the integral world, because this is the main law, main rule, main principle. It's the highest principle in nature, that everything is one. There is one force operating in reality, and this the whole reality is governed by this force, and we also have to integrate into that, and whether we want to or not, it doesn't matter. We force ourselves to submit to that, and then we can receive good changes and transformations, because by not wanting to do something, but feeling obligated to do it because of these two discernments, for and against, we will begin to understand what nature wants from us, how it exists, how it sustains the whole of reality, and how we can participate in this reality with our forces, with our knowledge and awareness, even for lack of choice, even without wanting to, and then we will flow correctly along with the general flow of the whole reality towards the future. Owen, so you talked about the principle of integration, and as we began the discussion, you said that we are in the beginning of a developmental process by which nature wants to turn us to make us closer to each other. So integration, closeness, these principles, how should they manifest in the business world as you see it? No, Colin. Okay, so ultimately we have to understand that we have to incorporate together as one single business all around the globe. One, to be one single, one humanity. We talked about it 50 years ago and more, about the butterfly effect, all these things that make us dependent, interdependent, and dependent on the integral round system. Now, we have to, well, look, we didn't want to agree to this, to observe these principles 50, 60 years ago. We didn't want to do that out of goodwill, understanding, and awareness. Now we will have to do it out of, well, bad will, so to speak. Not agreeing, not wanting to, but having no choice about it. And we will have to build such systems, such social systems, and national systems, and organizations, and economic systems, industry in every stage, every part of the nation, and all the nations together. Nitsa, okay, so you defined the law of integration. Now this law, let's me as a business owner, I have to adapt to that principle, right? I have to establish it in my business. Yes? Lightman, yes. Nitya. Okay, so understand that everything is, every part interacts with every other part. It's an integral system. So what's the first practical step I need to take in order to to have this integral law as part of my my company? Dr. Lightman. Okay, look, we have to not so just observe the law. We have to understand. You have to understand that all my workers, all the people working in my business, my people I employ, I have to teach them, educate them to understand and to act as one system. To a point. Of course, there are stages in this process of integration, but it must happen. And so here I have to open classes, courses. It depends on the business that I run, how many people I have working under me, but whatever the case, they must know what this law is, what it demands of us, why to observe it, why we will succeed if we do it on a small scale or a large scale, each one in his own life and in general in our society and the whole world. One who can implement and adjust to the integral law will be successful in whatever business. Because ultimately everyone is coming to that, sooner or later. Nitya, so what you're saying is first build an inter-organizational process, establish one where you create a process of integration between your employees. That's the first stage. Dr. Eichmann, yes. Oh, and what is a process of integration? What kind of new relationships would we like to see in the people I employed in my business? Dr. Eichmann. Well, first of all, they have to understand that they're interdependent. They live together in one system. And they depend on each other. And the success of the organization depends on the extent to which the people working in the organization are advancing towards mutual bestowal on each other. Oh, and so the success of the business depends on the closeness between the people working in the business? Why? Dr. Lachman, I think that the egoistic businesses of today already understood this a long time ago. There are courses and classes to that effect. Nitya, so many times HR departments, that's what they're responsible for. To have team bonding, arrange weekends together, all sorts of courses. What is the extra thing that you bring today that doesn't exist already in terms of HR, common HR work? Dr. Lightman, I'd say what they're doing because of competition. They want to succeed in the competition, right? To destroy someone else, some other business, and to get its money. So, to ride atop it. So we have to build such systems, such an attitude towards reality where they want to be together, to help each other, to open themselves up. And this approach is what guarantees success for them in the future. Nitya. Okay, so this is a very interesting point because indeed many times in organizations, in a very methodical way, we have some competition, some inner competition, of course, also so to see if our salespeople can sell more, who sells more, and etc. So you're saying this competition is not, Dr. Lightman, we will talk about the competition later. There is competition, but different. Nitya, so positive competition. Dr. Lightman, yes. Owen, okay, so you said we need to be together to help each other and to open ourselves up to others. So you relate here both to the interactions within my business, right, people working in my business, and the way the business relates to every other business as well. You talked about that. So helping each other, is that related to the law of integration? Dr. Leitman, it's the main principle of the law of integration. Look. If I am manufacturing something, and there's another factory also manufacturing something, oh, and a competing business, you mean? Dr. Leitman, yes, let's say, and I see that they are more successful than me. Then I fold, I shut down my whole business. In order to help the competing business reach better results, and the whole of humanity will get better results. Owen, so this is revolutionary. According to what kind of thinking, how can you stop manufacturing something because your competitor is manufacturing it at a better price, better quality? According to what kind of outlook do you make that decision? Why? What's the motivation, Dr. Leitman? The benefit of humanity and the public, the consumer. Oh, and so the benefit of the consumer in humanity, how is it related to the law of integration, Dr. Leitman? So why should I manufacture the same thing, perhaps break my competitor, maybe using all sorts of underhanded means, if I can allow the public, the world, to enjoy simply a better product? I'm thinking about the betterment, I think about the good of the consumer, of the world, and I see that as my profit, as my gains. Owen, okay, so there's something revolutionary here. You used to be a business person, an owner of a business, and what were you thinking about until yesterday, today, Dr. Leitman, to destroy everyone else and make a profit? Owen, look, you own a business. You're a business owner. You think about your business. Now you say that to succeed from here on, you have to take into account the law of integration. And the law of integration turns a business person's mind around. It tells him, look, to succeed tomorrow, you have to consider the benefit of the consumer, the benefit of humanity as a whole. So the definition of the business itself changes, essentially. So, Dr. Leitman, yes, of course. Owen, so what is this shifted perception, Dr. Leitman? It's such that I run my business, and I know what's happening in the whole world in the same field of work, let's say, and I see who is better, who is worse in that, who is doing better, and we always make concessions to the one who's the best in my business. If I, let's say, if my product is pencils, and this is actually a very good one, yes? If I know that there is someone making them in the best way, so I want to strengthen him, meaning I work for the consumer, for the advancement of humanity, and not for my own pockets. I'll be able to give him what I have to help him, only so that humanity as a whole, the consumer, will profit, will have it better, will succeed. And so that's what we do in every area. And by that, we break the law of competition. Competition remains, but it remains in a different form. Right? Who is the best, which we all help and everyone else integrate into his business, or vanish completely from the marketplace? Nita, the million-dollar question. Business people are always looking for a business opportunity. What will be the next thing, the next need? What is the business opportunity that you perceive? What will be the next need, Dr. Leitman? The next need will be to sort through everything that humanity produces.
להוציא,
and to simply filter out
השימוש שלנו כל דבר שאין בו צורך הכרחי,
to filter out, to stop using anything that isn't necessary. Nita, so what's the opportunity? Dr. Lightman, the opportunity is to abstain from, or let's say close, that's easier, close down all the unessential, non-essential businesses. Nita, okay, so we clean out everything that's not necessary. What is necessary then? What is essential? Dr. Lightman, there we have to work on becoming more efficient, to succeed better. Oh, and it's okay, we have a minute and a half, but there is something I want you to help me with here. So we said, give me the first step to succeed in my new business, in my business rather, with the new law of integration in mind. And you took me inwards, first of all. You said to develop new relations between your employees, so that they open up to each other, they feel interdependent, and so on. So why did you take me to that, where the relations between my employees are the first key to success in the new world? Why? Dr. Lightman, I think that the success of the business depends on the good relations between its employees, and not on the machinery or any other kinds of expertise. The expertise here is ultimately, well, it will become subordinate to relations between people. Out of these positive relations between people, they will begin to feel and then understand how the business can succeed. They will begin to discover how to build ourselves up so as to become a truly successful business, and that depends only on the connection between us. Oh, and so that's a wonderful insight. Our time is over. Dr. Lightman, for the time being, thank you very much. Nita, thank you as well. Thank you for being with us thus far. Why thus far? Because we're going to have more such talks about issues that occupy us. So, new life, learning to live well. Goodbye.
Historical mission of Israel. Question: how do you see the fate of Israel? You cannot help but be concerned about it, as well as all people in the world, because, despite its small size, Israel is in many ways at the center of many conflicts and events. Now everyone is watching with bated breath when the next phase of Israel's jurisdiction over the territories will be announced, and how it may end. Answer: yes, I understand that the problem with the territories, in general, is completely out of place and beside the point. What is it for, anyway? Everything is completely artificial. Our ancestral territories are still much larger. They extend from the Nile to the Euphrates. This is all described in ancient books. We are not going to chase the ancient borders. But the fact is that Israel has its own historical mission, which it must fulfill, to stand at the head of the spiritual reconstruction of humanity. I hope that this will begin in our century, in our time. This will not reduce its role in any way. On the contrary, it will become more significant and eternal. Israel is Israel, there is no getting around it. It is a spiritual creature that needs to live and preach from here. People will come to understand, accept, and agree with this. From CAB TV's Today's International Situation, June 18, 2020. Factors affecting human development. Question: we are influenced by a lot of data. First, the genes and properties inherent in us, by nature, do not change. Second, we are influenced by society. Third, there is an external influence, such as a pandemic, an economic crisis, or some kind of natural disaster, which can affect the development of a particular inclination. For example, if a person has a tendency to stinginess, but he lives in a country with a high standard of living, then this property is not manifested in him. But in an extreme situation, it can manifest itself. Do all these factors simultaneously affect a person? Answer: no, that cannot be said. They are always in action, but each one to a different degree. It depends not only on the person, but on the society and the historical period in which he lives. This is a global, I would even say universal, program. Therefore, it is very difficult for us to say something definite here. What depends on what and when? Question: which of these factors has the greatest impact on human development? Answer: it's hard to say. It depends on the time and place. Question: and yet, what influences more, genes or society? Answer: genes. Getting out of their power is very difficult. The fact is that a very diverse society can influence us, in different ways. At the same time, there are so-called concrete forces of chance. It is very difficult to calculate and describe. Balhar Sulam in his article The Freedom also describes this in rather general terms, because there are many factors that affect us. From CAB TV's The Post-Coronavirus Era, April 30, 2020. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what disgusts you? Disgust emerges when there is a discrepancy between oneself and what is outside oneself, and when there is antagonism with that someone or something outside of oneself. In other words, disgust is a feeling that appears when we feel what is outside of us, as not being our own. We then hate and distance ourselves from that person or phenomenon. However, when we feel someone or something as belonging to us, we sense the opposite, that we love them. Therefore, so it happens that we can feel disgust toward many other people and phenomena, and feel whole with ourselves, but this is merely a natural outcome of our egoistic human nature that places a self-serving filter over our vision, making us see what is only most self-beneficial. If we felt the depth of how our very nature is completely egoistic, self-serving at the expense of other people and nature, and that it makes us constantly see flaws in other people and things around us, and not in ourselves, we would then feel this egoistic nature as the most disgusting thing that needs correction. Such a revelation, however, requires prior guidance toward attaining its opposite form of love. In other words, if we set up society with a goal to establish ties of mutual responsibility, consideration, and ultimately, love among people, aiming to view other members of society as our own family, and organize our media, society and educational programs to develop such connection, we will then develop a wiser view of what should disgust us, more than anything else. That the egoistic nature residing in each and every one of us constantly operates in an opposite direction to loving others, and it is the cause of all our suffering. Appreciating values of mutual responsibility, consideration and love over the many values of self-benefit, such as wealth, fame and power, would let us progress to become more loving, considerate and positively connected, becoming disgusted in our egoistic motives and views that act to divide us, along the way. Therefore, it is natural to feel disgusted with other people and phenomena in the world that appear negative to us, in many ways. But if we try to love each other, and build a supportive environment that guides us toward loving one another, we will then discover a more positive form of disgust, a disgust in our egoistic quality that shuts us off from the love surrounding us. It is a more positive form of disgust because it serves to make us want to change ourselves to become more loving and considerate, necessities for better social connections, and by doing so, experience much happier, safer and more harmonious lives. The Age of Enlightenment and Emancipation, Part 3. The Aries' Contribution to the Development of Kabbalah. Question. It is considered that since the time of the Ari, the period of correction of humanity began because he empirically derived a method that could be used by everyone. What is this method? Answer. It is about uniting people. The Ari organized a group of students and he taught them the structure of the upper worlds and he explained the methods of their functioning and the development of a common desire in the group, which is yearning more and more for similarity with the Creator. He presented all of this as necessary spiritual steps. He raised the teaching of Kabbalah from the corporeal to the spiritual level using what is called the language of branches, in which we call something by corporeal names, but in fact, we do not mean any material forms of objects and phenomena but only our spiritual qualities. Gradually, people began understanding that Kabbalah does not belong to our world at all. Moreover, our world is an illusory world that appears to exist only in our perception. In general, this is a whole system of views, a science that is available for everyone. The Ari outlined it very specifically. In principle, the Ari invented a new language that explained the interaction of light and Kli. A Kli is a desire that includes everything there is in the world. The only thing that this desire feels is light. It is the interaction of light and desire, the creator and creation, that the Ari fully described in his books. From CabTV's systematic analysis of the development of the people of Israel, May 8, 2019. Team Building Guide, Part 4. Principles of Forming a Team, Preserving Individuality. Comment. The third rule, a careful attitude to the personality of each friend so that no one loses one's individuality. My response, we should assume that everyone is making the utmost effort depending on how much they have absorbed our course and understand its importance. Therefore, everything he does as a result of our efforts. In other words, I look at a person as a mechanism that is acting now as a result of my influence. And if he does not act correctly, I should attribute this to myself and say that this is my fault. Question. Besides the rules of the circle, which allow a person to express themselves without fear of criticism, what other exercises can be recommended to preserve a person's individuality? Answer. I think they should do a lot of talking among themselves until they understand themselves and others and until they get used to the fact that everyone has their own free will, their own ability to interact with others. Through these interactions, they will gradually begin to learn about human nature, and thus they will have the ability to tolerate each other. Question. What is their interaction? What other interaction can there be that allows them to display their individual inclinations? Answer. They must infect each other with a positive virus. After all, everyone who comes to a group that is engaged in connection begins to receive creative inspiration from it, meaning how to gather together even more and how in the connection with each other to reveal the force of mutual bestowal up to the force of love. Question. For many years I worked with groups in the army. When groups are formed there, people go through many different states. External circumstances cause very strong changes in them. They help each other, go through various physical activities, and create some kind of relationship between them, and so on. What will happen here? Where will all these experiences come from? Answer, as we give people different tasks, there will be tension in the team and they will feel to what extent this is doable or not. Each person will have some functions in the group but people must exchange them periodically, someone responsible for printing the study material, someone for physical meetings, and someone for preparing coffee, and so on. They must serve themselves. The individuality of each person can be manifested in the fact that he tries to invest as much as possible in the group, in its connection. To the extent that he invests in the group, pushes it to unity, he has the opportunity to come together with it to the revelation of the Creator. Question: in any team, there is a person responsible for raising motivation. Should it be one person or should everyone be responsible for team spirit? Answer: at least one person should be on duty for such purposes. From CapTV's Management Skills, June 18, 2020. What should we do when we feel indifference to everything? Question: I constantly feel that everything stems from the Creator, and I look at everything in a positive way. But sometimes, I am filled with a kind of emptiness and indifference to everything. What should I do in this state? Answer: in such states, it is best to be among friends who are also searching and progressing. By being next to them, you try to be influenced by their yearning for the goal. In principle, the group must make sure that it is moving forward all the time and thus enable each of the friends to fall into the hands of the group and immediately begin to ascend. From CapTV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, November 24, 2019. Afraid of returning to the old ways? Question: I realized that the way we have been living up to now was the cause of my suffering. I'm afraid of returning to the old ways. Is it right for me to start a lifestyle that is more suitable for a woman, get married, start a family, and stay home to take care of my family, children, and husband? Answer: in general, this is certainly good. But no one forbids you to work or study. Naturally, the purpose of each person is to create a family and to grow, but in addition, to develop personally, in terms of profession and self-realization. From CapTV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, May 10, 2020.